was given a ceremonial welcome as he arrived in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, Tuesday. Mr. Moon was met by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the start of a three-day summit expected to focus on peace and denuclearization. It is the third inter-Korean summit this year. Sung-yoon Lee is an associate professor in Korean studies at Tufts University.
It is the first visit to North Korea by a South Korean president in 11 years. So what can we extrapolate from the agenda, which, of course, is about a peace declaration, a nuclear inventory by Kim, issuing a list of nuclear weapons, which is unlikely. That is a genuine admission of what North Korea has is not going to happen. We could see a fake list, however.
Mr. Moon said he is looking for a big outcome in his talks at the UN. Meanwhile, the U.S. accused Russia of cheating on international sanctions over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Russia's ambassador denied the allegations and accused Washington of heightening tensions. The International Criminal Court Monday upheld the sentence handed down in the witness bribing case of former Congolese politician and warlord Jean-Pierre Bemba of 1 year in prison. The presiding judge was Bertram Schmidt.
For Mr. Bemba, the chamber sentences him to a total of 12 months of imprisonment. After deduction of the time he previously spent in detention, the chamber considers his sentence of imprisonment as served.
Bemba had already spent a decade behind bars awaiting trial on war crimes charges. He was acquitted on appeal in June. The current trial barred him from running for president in his native Democratic Republic of Congo. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Russian Defense Ministry has accused Israel of indirectly causing a Russian military plane with 14 people